This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
See, Kyle gets it now. That's what, yeah, that's.
You call for the music, you.
It's a sad day, man.
It is?
It's a sad day. I mean, it's just, you know what it is? It's the reality that a lot more is going to change than we anticipate.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's, we had a nice run, man, and it's unfortunate that the dynasty that we thought we were building is not going to happen.
Well, I wouldn't go that far yet.
Well, yeah, I would.
This is a big monkey wrench in the plans.
The reason why I say that is this. Because there's going to be some familiar faces. There's going to be some individuals that won't be on this team.
Well, no, they won't.
They're not going to be here.
I think back to 2 years ago. If they want to win again, and we want to get this thing right back to where it was a year ago, Howie's going to have to be bold. Howie and Jeff. I mean, they were bold 2 years ago. They went and got Vic Fangio, which was a home run, and they got Saquon Barkley. Like, that is two franchise-changing kind of moves in one offseason that catapulted them to a Super Bowl. Do they have two more in them? And where are they? Is that coordinator? Is it a certain player? I mean, I don't know what it is, but I know this. What we just saw this year, obviously, is not going to work. And one of the moves this offseason, obviously, could be the future of A.J. Brown, which is now, and I think all year it's been a question if he's going to be back. But yesterday, if it was the end, it was quite a dud with the drops and then leaving. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni on what he was thinking during that sideline situation.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to get him off the field, you know, because we were about to punt, and that was really it. So I love AJ. I think he knows how I feel about him. I have a special relationship with him. We've probably went through every emotion you can possibly have together. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've yelled at each other. You know, we're both emotional. I was trying to get him off the field, and you know, you never want. You know, that happens in this game. That happens in this game. But I love him.
Hugh, what'd you make of the situation as it happened live?
Nick need to just calm his butt down, man. You can't run up on nobody like that in an emotional game like that. I know you're an emotional coach. I just feel like you have to know who you're dealing with. Now, as a, you know, I'm an emotional person. And, you know, I told you my daughter be punking me on a regular.
Oh, with the dishes?
With the dishes, yeah. And everything. I know if I run up on her a certain way that I have to be prepared for the backlash because I know who I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. So instead of me taking the more direct route, I'll talk about her on the air when she ain't listening. You know what I mean? Because I don't want that smoke. Because I already know what's going to happen with that. And you got to know that's who AJ is at his core. You didn't, in that moment, it didn't have to be addressed right away, in my opinion.
So he was frustrated because AJ was taking long to get off the field. Yeah. He didn't want a penalty. I get that. But it also didn't lead to a penalty, right? The offense was coming off the field. So to your point, he could, I mean, there was time there for him to let emotions die down and then go over to him and be like, come on, man, we got to get off the field.
Yeah.
It seemed like he ran up on him like at that moment and it caused the whole thing.
You got to know who to run up on, Joe. You can't be running up on everybody.
That's why I try not to run up on anyone. Let's hear from Michael Strahan halftime on Fox. This happened right before the half. Here was his take in the moment.
I don't understand why Sirianni's running down there and yelling at one of his star players, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown wanted to get involved in the game, I'm pretty sure. Hadn't seen the ball. They took two big shots with him and didn't catch either. The one, maybe he said, get me a shot, and the coach said, okay, you had your chance, you better catch the ball next time. But I don't understand why you do that in the middle of a game like this, because I don't think that brings out the best in your player.
No,
I just don't think. I think it takes away from your play. I think it takes away from the attitude of the team and the energy of the team.
Been a long year.
But the crazy thing is, even with all of that, this team is still able to win games with all of this, what we perceive as internal dysfunction. But that was just, in my opinion, as a player, I wouldn't have taken it very well from my coach on the sideline.
Yeah, it didn't look good. I mean, whatever. I mean, of all the Sirianni nonsense on the sidelines over the years, it is probably towards the bottom of that. But not a great look. I mean, it's who this head coach is. He's emotional. They, as Strahan was saying, they usually win the game. Yesterday they didn't. I didn't love it. As far as AJ goes, though, now moving forward, do you think he's on the team next year?
Nope. And that's me recklessly speculating.
Yeah, I don't either.
Let me tell you, because I got a lot of text messages from my friends that played, some of my friends that played, some of my friends in the business, and, you know, just fans. And I'm on my way home, and it was after the last drop when the game was almost over.
The one in the last drive, yeah.
Yes. And they basically said AJ can't be here next year. And I was riding home, and that's why one of the main reasons why I try not to say a whole lot, kind of stay off of social media, because I want to kind of gather my thoughts and not have them, you know, polluted by what other people are saying.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to kind of get a feel for what's going on.
Sure.
It was reinforced by his actions after the game. You know, when you hear that he walked around the locker room and he hugged everybody and then he left. So that to me reminds me of when I was in Jacksonville. And we were in Atlanta, and we played the last game, and I just flamed the whole squad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You pulled a Brown, or Brown pulled a Douglas?
I pulled like a Nas. I went ether on him. I went Nas ether. And I was like, I don't want to be here. And I was like, I want to, you know, but I let it be known. I don't want to be here, and I don't plan on being back or something to that effect. But, yeah, it kind of felt the same way. It kind of felt like that. But here's the thing. They're probably, you know, Coach Sirianni saying all the right things. It's a conversation that's being had. I'm feeling like it's probably going to be more him than the team, so they'll mutually part ways.
Yeah, I mean, I felt they should have traded him at the deadline in retrospect. I remember we did the show in November after Rando Janky or whatever that guy's name is.
Rando, Janky, Rondo,
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I said then, like, they should have just traded this guy. I mean, he's this AJ season was a disaster. Can we call it for what it is?
Rando Janky is crazy.
It was a disaster class of a season by AJ Brown.
Rando Janky is crazy. That is crazy work.
It's kind of disrespectful.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. The stream.
Oh man.
They should have traded him in the season when this whole thing went bad. His whole year was a joke.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yep. I don't think he's here next year. I don't know what they get for him.
Mm-mm-mm.
Can they get it too? Or is this going
to
be a third round
pick? I don't
know.
I didn't even think about that. I'm just like, damn, this is about to change, man. This thing about to change.
I mean, isn't its value like at its lowest?
But we're going to run this back for another year? After he walked out?
Janky.
His playoff game was two drops, if not three, depending on how you look at one of them. Right, at least two drops. Yelled at the coach and left without talking.
I saw it.
My God, that's a disaster. All right, let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, good morning, y'all.
Good afternoon. What's up, DeMond?
Oh, man. Listen, I want to say I love my squad very much. I don't believe that this year was our year. I felt it in the beginning. It wasn't our year.
Clearly not.
And my first phone call, my first week to y'all, I blamed, what's his name? Petullo.
Yes,
I blamed
Petullo.
Him from the beginning, and I called y'all, harassed y'all every week after that and said Petullo. And so when it all boiled down to said everything else, I don't care. And really, and Nick Sirianni, too, because here's what I want to say about Nick real quick. Remember when we first looked for a coach? We knew that Nick was not our first choice, right? and we really didn't want him. We also knew that based upon who Howie and them picked, it seemed like he was a puppet. It seemed like he was just put in space, you know what I mean? He was a puppet. So then we gave him the rings, right? I mean, the rings organization as far as call and play thing, that sort. We said he couldn't do it. So now we had to hire in dudes to help him along. Nick is a good, what's that, motivator and things of that sort. But through this year, it's real ironic, as I can say, because we played some good teams. We had a hard schedule. But guess what else those good teams had? Offensive coordinators and good coaches. And it's like, we playing them, and we look at our stuff, I'm like, yo, what in the world? I'm like, this is crazy because, for the most part, we had these we had the same players last year. So you're trying to tell me that all these players all of a sudden got dumb and fell off a cliff? Are you serious? No. It's coaching, man. Now, the players got something to do with it. Now, I ain't going to – my man, y'all know I love Jalen. He got something to do with it. I'm not taking him off the chipping block. My man AJ dropping the passes and talking trash all year long. Yeah, he's going to be gone. He's definitely going to be gone for sure. But I blame a lot of it on the head coaches, man, Petullo and this dude Sirianni, because he's a puppet. He don't do nothing. And even when they showed the plays, and I'm going to let y'all speak better to this, they showed Chicago last plays. They showed Green Bay, Chicago last play. Then they showed Scott who it was, or somebody else. But
the Rams and Panthers at the end of the games, yeah.
Yeah, and they show how they took a timeout or whatever, but they offered the coordinators, drew up something. San Fran, they have nobody, man. I could have been out there playing with them dudes, and this dude's drawing up plays for me. Like, really and truly, man, it was our design, our things, right, that we didn't draw up to get our guys open, man, because we had the same guys last year.
Devon, I'm with you, and I hear you, and Devon, good phone call. Do we realize every time we have the Petullo thing, it's really a Sirianni thing? Like, they're never going to have, if they ever stumble into the next Shanahan or next McVay as a coordinator, he's going to be gone in a year because the whole league will see it and they're going to hire him. Or Ben Johnson, right? Like, I don't know what they do, Hugh, but if we want a new coordinator that's smart and innovative, then someone's going to take him and hire him as the head coach. It feels like we're on a hamster wheel with Sirianni because he doesn't call the plays. And it's never going to lead to year by year by year excellent offense. It's going to be one good, one bad, one good, one bad. I think it's difficult. And I know he's had enough success that, like, someone coming out and saying fire Sirianni feels silly. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we get what we want the way we're doing it. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, that's the reality. I think that's why I feel the way that I do, because I feel like there's going to be drastic changes. Because, for example, like I said, I've been talking to Shady, and Shady, you know, said what he said last night. If it's Jalen, for example, they're probably trying to figure out how they can move on from Jalen.
Of course they are.
And now we're getting another quarterback, whether that be, you know, somebody threw out Joe Burrow or somebody
more
else.
More likely a draft pick.
Yes. Yeah. We're basically starting over. And that's the scary part about it. That's the part that has the pit in my stomach that has me not able to eat today,
okay,
because that's what we're talking
can
about.
Can I make you feel better?
No.
I'm going to try.
I mean, you will try.
I'm going to try.
You can try. I don't think you're going to make me feel
okay
better, though.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. But as I look forward with this team, with all the talent they have on defense that's young, right? And still, you would think some players on the offense still got some wheels left, some tread left on the tires, right? Don't the Eagles look like a team that's set up, if they had a cheap quarterback, to extend their window? I mean, weren't the Niners in a position similar to the Eagles 4 or 5 years ago? Jimmy Garoppolo was good, but kind of towards mediocre.
I get your point.
And then they found Brock Purdy, right? And they found Brock Purdy. And it happened by accident, right? Like, they didn't think it was Purdy, but they found Purdy. He was better than Garoppolo, and it's extended their window. Like, when Garoppolo went from, because he took him to that first Super Bowl in 2019, and he started to decline in 21, 22, it looked like, what are they going to do? And then they found Brock Purdy, and they're still good as we go into 26. So I get it. It is very worrisome if they think they need a new quarterback, unless they find a new quarterback. I don't know. I mean, If they draft a quarterback and he could play, this window could be extended for a long time. It doesn't have to be over.
I mean, but it just ain't, you know.
I know, I'm trying to help you.
No, I know you are. And it just, I always thought it was going to be Jalen for the next foreseeable future.
I think everyone did.
And I that's me. I don't know for sure. Let me pull that back because I don't want anybody to think, somebody just listening.
Too late.
Thinking that. I think
headlines are being written.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to think that. But the reality is, this is going to change a lot. Like, Lane is probably not going to be here next year with everything that he's been dealing with. This team is going to change, man. It has to. You can't go into this next year with it being what it is. You can't.
How much do you think the Lane thing hurt them yesterday? I mean, I don't think Fred played bad.
I don't think it hurt that much.
You think there was a little mental letdown? I mean, it was like they were getting him back, and then all of a sudden they weren't getting him back.
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say because – and the reason why I say that, Joe, is because the team knows more than we do.
Yeah, and before
they always
we do.
Yeah, they know more than
sure.
we do. So there's a chance that they knew way before we did. And the guys were preparing as such. So – I'm going to say no. Nah.
That was a wild inside Eagles inside of the year kind of battle for the Lane Johnson news.
Yeah.
When Jay Glazer had the swelling, I was like, Jay's right. I mean, he's
yeah.
That's probably not good. All right, let's go to Ryan up next on WIP. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, studio?
Hey, Ryan.
What's up, man?
Hey, so I just want to – I know we've been talking about AJ and Jalen, but at the end of the day, attitude reflects leadership. And the leadership, I think, ultimately failed the team. Because you can see all season long that AJ and Jalen were unhappy. And at what point during the season did that reflect the game last night? Because we all seen that Jalen ended up throwing the ball to AJ. And after that whole Sirianni thing, like, we just know at the end of the day that I think AJ is gone, to be honest. And who are we going to fill that spot? And I haven't heard anybody talk about it yet. What about Tyree Key? He's been sitting in there, and he's never really even played with the ones and twos. So why not give him a shot?
That's a good question, man. But I think that, just say hypothetically, we're hypothetical, that Tyree Key, as he's been in the system, I don't think that they feel comfortable building a franchise around him. I think it has to be something that's going to get this franchise. Because right now, and I'm speaking from a position of we just lost, and we're still in that post-mortem phase.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets the fan base charge right now. I think if you're going to move on from Jalen Hurts, as accomplished as he is, I hate to say it, but it has to be somebody of the caliber of a Joe Burrow.
I was waiting for you to spit it
I
out.
I know. I mean,
I've been waiting.
Finally got there.
I mean, no, it only
saying,
took all these
I'm just saying,
months.
Let's keep it a bean. Because this team still has Super Bowl aspirations. Yep. Now, there's going to be some new pieces on here, but what we've seen in the past is Howie does a great job of getting those free agents and coming in and plug-and-play guys. So if we're recklessly speculating, because that's what we're doing, because we don't know any of this to be true, we're dealing with a loss that we just suffered yesterday. It has to be somebody that's going to get this fan base juiced if you decide to do that.
Well, you also need two to tango. Ryan, good phone call. I mean, they'd have to trade him, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's going to be easy for the Eagles to find a established upgrade over Jalen. I don't think it's going to be. Of course, I'd want Joe Burrow. I mean, I who wouldn't? But I don't think it's going to be easy. If I had to guess, Jalen's going to be the quarterback next year. But they're going to have a hedge behind him. I think they're going to draft a quarterback. And I don't think they're going to give him an extension this offseason.
Well, yeah. What's going to happen is they're probably going to get one of the, you know, who knows? Maybe it's like Cliff Kingsbury, Mike McDaniel, one of those kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're really going to find out.
You know what else
do
is going to happen?
Do they bring their offense or do we go, it's the same crap again?
You know,
and then we really have answers.
You know what else is going to happen? Is if all of this is true. This is going to be a Jimmy Johnson, Dan Marino type situation.
What do you mean?
You remember that back in the day where Jimmy Johnson went to Miami and we all knew that Dan Marino was a pocket passer and Jimmy Johnson implemented an offense where he had to move around a lot.
Bootlegs. Yeah.
And he held Dan Marino's feet to the fire and made him do that.
Teaching an old dog new tricks.
Dog.
And that was an old dog.
Dog. I'll never forget that. And it was like, but hey, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback and you have a Hall of Fame coach, and they butted heads, but the coach won. I mean, you know, obviously he didn't have the same kind of success in Miami that he had in Dallas.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. If we feel, or if the Eagles feel, that Jalen Hurts was the biggest flaw in this Eagles squad, the next coordinator that comes in here is going to challenge him.
I agree. And with that, and let's assume they have a new coordinator, right? I think that's a fair assumption. Kyle mentioned earlier, is that coordinator allowed to bring his whole offense in?
Yeah.
Or, well, I mean, we heard from Devontae saying that the scheme's really been the same scheme since he got here.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say they want Cliff Kingsbury or Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel runs a different kind of offense than the Eagles. I mean, it's way closer to Shanahan and McVay than it is Sirianni, right, and his guys.
Yeah.
It's tons of motion. It's tons of movement. It's throws over the middle. Are they going to allow him to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you know why? Let me tell you. Because there's a lot at play here. Now, you're in my wheelhouse because I'm about to directly speak. I feel a little bit
here
better
we
now
go.
I get the record.
See, I knew we'd bring you back.
Because this is what's going to happen. Okay, say, for instance, we're playing this out. Jalen's here next year. Right? We bring in a new offensive coordinator. We might have a hedge with, say, just throw any comparable backup out there. Just sure. We're going to bring him back. He's going to bring his backup.
Okay.
Somebody that understands his offense. And they're going to throw Jalen out there, and they're going to run this offense. And you're going to, before they make a move, they're going to let people see what's happening. You know what I mean? There's going to be different motions and different whatever the concepts are. And if Jalen can't do certain things, the conversation is going to change. It's going to be in the you know, when they had the press conferences. Well, the quarterback didn't do this, that, or the third. He's not going to be coddled. If he's being coddled, he's not going to be coddled when the new guy comes in. He's going to let it be known that there are certain things that I want to run in his own way. And he's going to, for lack of a better way of saying it, he's going to throw the quarterback under the bus.
Well, I mean, at some point, it has to get better. We all agree on that. The offense needs to get way better. How they get there, that's next. That's what's going to happen next. Our Brandon is in Hamilton. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Good
hey,
morning.
Brandon.
First time caller here. Kind of pissed off. But Petula needs to go. Devontae said it. The scheme's been the same since he got here. Sirianni's got to go. You guys are saying it. Nobody needs this offensive scheme here. Bring McDaniel, bring Todd Monken, bring somebody back. I got to go watch these framers frame a house. I'm out.
Brandon, mic drop. Boom. You know, the Todd Monken name is interesting because, you know, we always talk about how we wish we could find our Fangio on offense, right? Mm-hmm. Like a guy that, for whatever reason, whether it be age or just be kind of where they're at in their career, they're probably never going to be a head coach. Mm-hmm. Fangio, again, I don't look at Monken as maybe ever a head coach. He's 59 years old, Todd Monken, right? He's not 32, 37, that like he's the next head coach in the NFL. It just might not be his thing. He might never become a head coach. So I thought he did a good job with Lamar. I think he's done a good job in Baltimore for the last few years. That's an interesting name because maybe you could keep him around for a while, Hugh, if he's good and it
works.
Older
guy, kind of like Jim Johnson when he was here.
Yeah.
A little older. You know, he's not the threat to go anywhere or leave. That's something. But again, whoever you bring in here, if Jalen's the quarterback, and if there's some truth, let me say it like that, if there's some truth to Jalen being a guy that is holding the offense back, because that's what we're talking about.
That's what
we're talking about. Yeah. Let's just, you know, since we're taking the Band-Aids off and we're having accountability today, mm-hmm. Let's take the Band-Aid off. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the quarterback holding back the offense, if that's the truth, that you're going to have to have somebody come in here that's going to challenge him. And make him uncomfortable. And I tell you what, being in a position where the money that Jalen's making, when you talk about the money that other quarterbacks are making, ain't a whole lot.
Well, so it's gone from top to more towards like 10th or 11th.
Yeah, when to be respectful to that dollar amount, when I say not a whole lot, it's compared to other quarterbacks.
Yeah, compared to us.
Yeah, compared to other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking at. So there's a lot that the Eagles are going to have to sit back and try to figure out this offseason.
Well, then there's also the specter of he only has one more year of guaranteed money. Typically, players ask for more money when they're at this stage of their contract.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a fun day around here when that story comes out. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to his phone call coming up. More audio from after the game. Something Saquon said about the mood on the sideline yesterday. Your phone calls on a day we react together. The Eagles season is over way too early. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's take a look at the latest Pro Football Injury Report. presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Got a Monday night game tonight, people, and it's the last one of the season. It's one that fits. It's going to hit a little different because football's over for us, but we're going to try to make the best of it. So we got on Houston, a Johnny Carter cornerback. He's on IR. Matter of fact, all of these guys that I'm about to mention to you are on IR. Nobody's really playing tonight. We got Davis Mills. He's questionable. You got Jalen Reed. He's on IR. You got Tank Dell. He's on IR. He's on POP. And on Pittsburgh, you got Isaiah Loudermilk. He's on IR, D tackle. Darnell Washington, tight end. He's out tonight. Calvin Anderson, he's out tonight. Got a lot of people out. So this game tonight, Pittsburgh kind of limped into this one on the end of it. I like Houston defense, so I think I'm going to go with the Houston team. Go Houston, because, you know, the team that we usually root for ain't in it. So we ain't got too much to root for. So I guess tonight it's go Houston. Winning is different with Fanatic Sportsbook when everything is on the line in the playoffs. And this season, you may have heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatic Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection. There's no better place to bet on the player props than Fanatic Sportsbook. And Sunday afternoon's action proves my point again. San Francisco and Philly. Start tight end for San Francisco goes down in the second quarter with an injury. Fanatics Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straight parlays and same game parlays instantly and let your bets play out. Some books protected your bet from the first quarter. Some discounted your protection for the playoffs, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets. I got the numbers here to prove it. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 30% of all SGPs. Don't wait for the bad beat with other sports books. In the playoffs, bet with the book that always has your back, Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is this a song of the offseason?
Yeah, it was Fleetwood Mac, right? Yeah.
What have you thought
this of
it?
This is from their one of the greatest albums ever made, I do believe.
Rumors.
I can't remember the name. Rumors.
Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the name
They're
of the album.
All breakup songs.
Yeah, because they...
They broke
Dude,
up.
The story, the Fleetwood Mac story is phenomenal. when this album was made.
I gotta say, Hughes, not football knowledge today, has been off the charts.
Yeah, this is
Greek mythology. Yeah, I mean Greek mythology,
nah,
music.
Man, I tell you, man.
What do you got for us next hour?
No, that's it. Today was a.
Stay tuned, everyone.
No,
he's out.
No, today was a somber day, man. I woke up, and you know, usually I pack my lunch and everything. I woke up this morning about what, 6 o'clock. And just sat on the edge of the bed. You know, the phone was ringing.
No lunch.
It was because I don't feel like eating. It's just a sick feeling. I haven't felt like this in a while because not only did the Eagles lose, it just, you know, a lot of, there's going to be a change. And it's a lot. It feels like it's going to be a lot of changes.
Well, and it now feels like we're at a pivot point for what we thought a year ago could become a dynasty, right?
Yeah.
Like this is now the pivot point offseason to where they got to get back to be a truly elite team or. We'll go back and look at as kind of a what if. Like, what if they had stayed on that track? Because this year, they clearly were not an elite football team. All right, let's hear from Saquon Barkley, who was a big reason they were elite last year. Not as great this year, though I thought he played well down the stretch, right? The last month, yesterday. Now, he did have the drop on the 3rd-and-3. Not great.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought as a runner yesterday, he ran well. I mean, over 100 yards. I thought Saquon had a good game yesterday. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley, asked about the mood in the locker room. And, you know, he kind of talked about this before, that it just wasn't a great mood on the sidelines during the course of the season. Here's Saquon after the game.
You've talked this season about the mood on the sideline at times. I was wondering on that final drive, or really in the second half, what the mood was like on the offensive side of the ball.
Common thing, same stuff. You just did a good job, man.
So, you know, he has been hitting on it all year that he thought the atmosphere on the sidelines was just not good the whole season.
Yeah. I mean, and it kind of makes you wonder, and I know he's not going to tell you, but exactly what exactly is that?
Right, like why?
You know, and it sounds like it's not just players. It's coaches. That's why I say there is going to be a change. I don't know what it is. You know, and I know everybody's like, what are you talking about, Hugh? I'm not in the locker room. This is strictly locker room stuff, Joe. This is strictly locker room stuff. But he's alluded to it. The players have alluded to it. There's been reckless speculation about, you know, how much this offense is being handicapped by the quarterback. There's speculation about the coaching and whether or not it's good enough. You cannot come back next year. You cannot run it back. We can't do what the Fields did a year ago. You can't just say, okay.
I agree.
You can't run it back because there's too many questions about what the problem is, and nobody has a direct answer.
Yeah, the question is it minor changes or is it major and drastic changes?
Yeah.
Right, like that's the question. I mean, I think everyone. I mean, we are officially on Petullo watch. We're going to be on Petullo watch probably for the next couple of days until we hear some news. Adam Schefter this morning on ESPN said expects the Eagles to make changes to their offensive staff. Now, does that mean Petullo's demoted or is he out of here? I don't know. And do they bring a consultant or is it a brand? I don't know what that means, but I think we're all on Petullo watch for the next few days. But then from there, where do they go? And can they get one of the top minds to take this job? I think it's a little bit trickier to give away this offensive coordinator job to the names we want than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm seeing stories. Mike McDaniel is interviewing for all these head coaching jobs. Like the idea that we're just getting the number one offensive mind because we want to, it might not work out that way. I mean, if he gets a head coaching job, he's taking a head coaching job. Let's talk to Self in North Philly. Hey, Self.
What's going on, fellas?
Self.
Yo, allow me to just long talk for a brief minute. This might be my last call, man. Like, first off, I don't know why it takes a rocket scientist to see that the two times you got experience, OCs and had Jalen progress and got to the Super Bowl. The two times you hired from within, you get bounced in the first round. I don't know why to y'all that's so difficult and hard to see or believe, but to me, it don't take rocket science to see that. And it's funny how when Brian Johnson was here calling calls, y'all were like, this guy's an idiot. He don't know what he's doing. He don't know how to call plays. Da-da-da-da-da. But Petullo, y'all want to give a pass to.
Well, I didn't do that. But hold on. You're on our show. I didn't. I blame Jalen then. I blame Jalen now.
Y'all give Petullo justifications and excuses. And then want to, you know, blame Jalen. But you didn't. What happened when Shane Steichen was here, Kellen Moore was here, and he was, you know, doing what he was doing?
Well, I don't think he played well with Kellen Moore. I mean, I don't think he played very well with Kellen Moore either. He hasn't played well for years.
Okay. Yet he's been to the playoffs every year he's been here. That's neither here nor there. A.J. Brown, that clown, got to go. He was a head case then. That's why the Titans got rid of him. And for whatever reason, Philly teams think they can get players in here and rehab him. A nutcase is a nutcase, no matter where it goes. He has to go. You know what I'm saying? Not only is he a nutcase, but he drops passes in the most crucial moments. You got to move on from that. You know what I'm saying? You have to get another receiver here. Now, to say this, Jalen did not play a good game yesterday. He played okay, but he didn't play the game he should have played. And Devontae said it himself. If this scheme has been the same since he's been here, then that's a proven there's something wrong with the scheme. And it's Sirianni's scheme. That's why I told y'all months and months ago that this, that Howard Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie wants to get yes men in here. They don't touch Vic Fangio's defense, but they want yes men in here on offense that they can get to do what they want them to do because they know an offensive coordinator that's established is not going to have that. So that's another issue. And to be honest with you, finally, I'm going to address the elephant in the room, and I'm going to call a spade. Y'all want a white quarterback here.
Oh, stop, Self. Stop, Self. Stop.
Hey, say what it is, man.
Well, no, because that was the Self. No, Self. No, Self. Self. No, Self. No, 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 no. I want a quarterback to play great. I don't care if he's black, white, green, blue, or orange, Self. I want a quarterback to play great. Don't do that, man.
What do you call a quarterback that gets you to suit two
no,
Super Bowls?
No, no. Teams.
He don't have the line.
You know, Self, stop, Self, stop, Self, Self, Self. I didn't even mention Josh Allen once today. You know and I know Jalen's not in his class. He's not in his class as a player, Self. You know it. Don't make it about race. No, you're frustrating me. Don't do that, man. Josh Allen's going to wear a gold jacket in Canton one day. Let's be honest about things. He's an all-time good player, or great player. Jalen's not. Like, we don't have to be. We don't have to do that. We just don't have to. I find it to be embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed for the audience having to listen to that. Self, I like you as a caller, but don't do that, man. Don't do it. Jalen didn't play great this season. You know that. I know that. That's it. Jalen didn't play great this season. Now, the coaching wasn't great either. The offensive line wasn't great for running the football. Saquon didn't play. I mean, they all didn't play great. The offense stunk, but just don't do that. I'm just tired of it. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's going on?
Guys, first of all, that was a waste of an offensive season. I feel like Nick Sirianni had multiple times to change his offense around to do something different. And to me, nobody's not excluded from being off the hook today. The defense that we talked about so much, we lost to a team yesterday with no wide receivers, no tight end, just McCaffrey and Purdy. So I didn't see nothing from our new acquisition of Phillips. I didn't see nothing from Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, the big bad wolf. We got no pressure on Purdy yesterday at all.
You're right.
Why was that? We talked about our defense is so dominant. We let a fourth string wide receiver, DeMarcus Robinson, torch us yesterday. So the defense ain't off the hook either. Our offense off the hook. It's on Petullo. It's on Jalen Hurts. It's on Nick Sirianni. To me, guys, this is the second time in 3 years that we had an offensive collapse. And people could say it's not like 2023. It is, in a way, because we lost first round exit. Offense still ain't doing nothing. It's still in the same way, like a collapse. And yes, Petullo, that last play, Jalen Hurts played average. He's not him. I don't care what anybody says. He has a good resume, but he's not him. Because if he was him, he would have put that team on his back yesterday. He would have used his legs. I didn't see Devontae Smith get any touches yesterday. As a quarterback, I don't care if you don't like the play call Petullo put in there. Jalen Hurts has the right to change the play call, does he not?
Sure he does.
Can he take the play call and get Devontae involved and get AJ involved? I don't want to hear nothing else from AJ Brown. This guy talked all year about getting the ball, and he dropped, I said three passes yesterday. He dropped three balls, man, and he talked all year about feeding me. I had to dominate. You had a chance to dominate, bro, and you didn't dominate. You wasn't in the game. I feel like, to me, Nick Sirianni's on the hot seat. You run up to A.J. Brown yesterday, and I didn't see you run up to Petullo one time all year, but you're going to run up to A.J. Brown because he don't get off the field, but you couldn't run up to your offensive coordinator and ask him what the hell he was doing yesterday.
Well, that would have been a scene. Sirianni running up on Petullo?
Yeah. Joe, it's embarrassing. We lost to a team that was depleted. That's what makes this thing so much more embarrassing, because we lost to a team with no receivers, a tight end that got tore his Achilles early in the game. Yeah. We should have blew them out yesterday. And to me, I would go get a hardball on somebody. To me, Nick Sirianni, because this happened on his watch twice. And to me, Howie, every year the Eagles get to a Super Bowl, the next year we don't know how to play football. I don't know what's the problem with that. I don't know how it makes sense. How you go from a Super Bowl team, a dominant team, and the next year you cannot play offense. To me, it don't make sense. We got to make changes. It got to be a lot of changes. Like you said it, A.J. Brown might need to be gone. And Sirianni, to me, he's on the hot seat. And if Jeffrey Lurie and Howie are allowing this, it's something wrong with management. If I don't see Petula out of here in the next 3 days, he don't know what he's doing. That last play, he called all verticals on the last play. So he had everybody run to the end zone. And it was like a third and nine, a fourth and nine, fourth and 11. Why do you have everybody running the same route, everybody running the go route? What kind of call is that? And Jalen Hurts throwing the triple coverage. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, to me, there's something that has to change. Draft a quarterback. It got to be some changes, though. We can get a quarterback. We can get a coach. Like, let's get it done. There got to be some changes, because we talk about dynasty. Like, this team didn't know how to play football the year after winning a Super Bowl, and that's your problem.
Well, it's bad. And it is the similarity, and Terrence Priest-Defongo, the similarity to 2023 ended up being just the inverse, right? It was the offense that killed them, just like the defense killed them, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the part that makes this complicated, I mean, I do think Petula is going to be out of here, if I had to guess. And I don't think it's going to take 3 days. I mean, I think we're going to get some sort of word on Petula sooner than later, that they're going to move on at offense coordinator. But the part that makes this, like, complicated, and the fact that they have to move fast on all these decisions, Hugh, we're not that far from them having to pay the defensive players. So to me, the hard part is, do they still believe in these offensive players? So they want to keep them, right? But that means you're going to have to start letting some of these defensive players walk or not re-sign them when it's time. Or do you say, these offensive guys are going backwards, I'm going to start moving off them little by little, I'm going to pay the defensive guys. This is now, the clock has started to tick on this group.
You need to figure it out, Joe. I can't answer that question today, because today emotions are raw.
Yep.
And I'm being knee jerky. These are the times where, you know, when your significant other tells you, when you've had a big fight, we just don't need to talk today, because I don't want to be reactionary. I don't think I can make that decision today, because it's still too raw.
I understand.
You know, but it's the reality of it is this. Like in any relationship, you know something is going to change, because it has to. It can't go like this. And that's the reality of it. I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's to the point where you feel like we can't be together. If you're talking about two individuals, we are better apart than we are together. I honestly don't. I'm not calling for anybody's job, but when I think about this fan base and the reactions that we have today, it's gonna be hard to sell this diehard fan base on bringing everybody back or running this
impossible.
Back.
Yeah.
Running this back the way that it is.
I agree.
And the guy that's at the forefront of all of this is Kevin Petula.
Yeah, whether or not it's 50% his fault, 20%, 10, I don't know what the right number is.
He's at the forefront.
He's going to take the fall.
And that's the reality of it. But I don't want to, you know, we've been recklessly speculating all morning, but I do know this. We can't do it like we're doing it. Can't happen anymore.
Man, I just keep thinking about so many moments in that game. Like, if you told me with 6 minutes to go, Kittle, you know, whatever, it was maybe 5 minutes to go at that point, Kittle tears his Achilles, they're up 13-7 at that point, that they would score only 6 points the rest of the game and lose to that team, and then that team would get 16 more points the rest of the game, considering that, I mean, those receivers that they were moving the ball with yesterday, it's like, really? DeMarcus Robinson? I think they completed 4 passes to the fullback. What decade are we in here? Juszczyk had 4 catches.
Oh, and he's an all-pro.
Is he going to the Hall of Fame? He's been to like 10 Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
What did you say? So?
He makes all-pro every year at fullback by default.
I know.
Like, I don't know why they have that.
You're funny.
Don't even give him an induction. Just give him a plaque.
Like, yeah.
You're funny, man. You're a funny guy.
But I can't believe
that's true.
I can't believe they won.
Like, you're a funny guy, man.
Player for player, when Kittle went out of that game, you're like, how are they going to win this game? And they did. And it stinks. Tyler is a Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Joe, I hope your ear is feeling better.
I'm better today. My brain is hurting today, though.
You and me both, Joe. The Eagles, in one sense, I'm upset that the season's over. In the other sense, I'm happy I can hopefully get these migraine headaches to start going away when trying to understand what this team does to us on a week-to-week basis. Hugh.
Yes.
Why I got on you, and I say this often, I love you so, so much, man. Why I kept saying we need to put up more than 21 points is for cases like yesterday, where you get an offensive mind like Kyle Shanahan, that even with a depleted roster, found a way to touch you. I mean, it is egregious to me when I went back and looked at the average yards per play for the 49ers, 6.2 yards in that game yesterday, where our offense, fully loaded, could only put up an average of 4.3 yards per play. It was egregious to me how we've been screaming all year, don't throw the ball 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, or on a third down where you need 12, 13, 14, 15 yards to get a first down. You're just taking these little dink and dunk plays underneath, or a run play, like you're conceding, hey, we're going to punt the ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Where is the fight in this offense? The team that Howie Roseman put out on that football field yesterday was a Super Bowl winner that just didn't have the heart to go win the Super Bowl again. That hurts me as a fan, man. It hurts me because you had third and fourth string guys on their defense who were making plays. Eagles fans might not remember the name, but Eric Kendricks was a former Cowboy. He was couched. He was finished. He was probably done. They brought him back in. He looked like the second coming of Luke Kuechly out there yesterday. He finished with 10 tackles. The pass breakup that won the 49ers the game. You know, I'm sitting there watching, and I'm saying to myself, every game, if you go and you look at every game before the Chargers-Patriots game came down to the final drive, I would take that scenario every single time. Our Eagles offense down four, under 3 minutes, all three timeouts with the ball, Jalen's hands with our guys to go and win the game at home. You had everything at your disposal to go and lead a game-winning drive 65 yards down the field and win that football game.
Yep.
And when you finally got into the red zone, when you finally, we talk about it, Joe and Hugh and Kyle, those gotta have it moments, they didn't come through. And it kills me because, like, what do we say about big-time players make big-time plays? If you let an opportunity like that slip away, you don't know when those opportunities are going to come again. And that's what pains me. A.J. Brown, you've done a lot of good things while you've been here. But the drops that you had yesterday, especially the one cutting across midfield, that is absolutely deflating and demoralizing to a football team that believes in you when that ball comes to you and full effort's not being made. And the last play call, I don't know if this has been said, but I would have rather taken the delay a game for 5 yards and kept that timeout in your back pocket, because the second you called that timeout at the end of the game, you had to convert on
yeah,
that play.
Yeah, and that was that play was the game. Yeah, Tyler, I thought about that in the moment. Tyler, good phone call. I'm not mad at Sirianni for that one. I mean, I get it, right? Like, if they save the timeout and they don't get the fourth down, they could conceivably get the ball back one more time after the Niners punt. But, I mean, let's be realistic about it. The ball was on the what? Where was the ball? 15-ish yard line? 20-yard line?
That sounds about right.
Okay. I mean, where are they getting the ball back and how much time is left, even if they get three stops right away, like three runs and timeouts? It's probably going to be 20 seconds, 25 seconds.
Not enough time to do anything.
And you have the ball in your own 40? It's probably a Hail Mary. I mean, it's throwing a Hail Mary. I mean, I understand the point. I mean, there's a lot of... I didn't think it was egregious. They had to get the play, right? They had the fourth down, what basically was the game. Whether or not they took, I understand why people said he took the timeout, but I don't know. That one didn't make me crazy. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team. Hello.
What's up,
Will?
Man?
Good afternoon.
I mean, like, my question is, like I said, man, I really wanted to know, like, as far as asking Howie Roseman, right? Why would you give a coach the title to elect an offensive coordinator when you took his offensive coordinator play calling away? Like, why nobody never asked Howie Roseman that? Like, what type of sense do that make? Can you make that make sense to me?
Well, I get it, but if they don't allow him to pick his staff, what is he doing here?
That's my question.
I know. I just, like, they took away play calling, right? He has no say in the defense.
Right.
They won the Super Bowl last year. Like,
right.
I think they threw him a bone and said, you could pick your guy this time. Obviously, we got to take that away now. We can't let him pick his own guy anymore. That was a disaster.
Right. And you know, like I say, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. And, you know, I went along with the, you know, when they hired the offensive coordinator and all that, you know, I just went along with it. But I knew that was the biggest mistake. And I said the biggest thing in the season was not losing all the defensive players, was losing your offensive coordinator. I said that, right? And I met it and I stood on it because I just knew that, like, as the season went on, that it was going to wind up ending up this way. I didn't want to believe it, but I knew it. You know what I'm saying? Because I love my team. But my thing is this, man. Where do we go from here? And AJ, like, I got to pull you up, bro. Like, them passes that you dropped, you could have caught, man. And I don't know if that was your ego tripping on the field at that moment in time, but that wasn't the right time to actually, like, let your emotions get the best of you. And I'm going to pull you up on that. And Sirianni, for you to react the way that you did, and you had all season, two seasons, three seasons, to react the way that you did yesterday. You didn't do it. And that's what, like, ticked me off too, man. And I'm, like, really so, like, animated right now because I just kept saying, I just hope that we don't allow this last season run slip away for this season. And that's what happened, man. I kind of saw it before it even happened, man. And it just bothered me so much that we, like, as the coaching and the whole organization allow for this to happen. After you saying, oh, yeah, we're going to make another run and go back to back. And you totally lied to all the fans and everybody that supported you. And I'm pissed off about that, man. And I understand, I know I may sound real animated right now, but this is how I feel, man, because I just couldn't believe that I watched, just like the Phillies, our season slip away off of one dumb play, man. And that's what happened. And I'm going to say this, man, and I'm going to end it. Like this all season, I know AJ is going to be gone because we can't have that. You know, he's a cancer to the team, like, and he's ready to go. And, you know, I really had so much respect for AJ, and I didn't think he was going to play out the way that he played out yesterday, man. And it was a big letdown. And I just want to say, for this Eagle organization, man, it's a lot of firing that you're going to have to do within. And it's going to be tough decisions, but you're going to have to make them. I can't do another season of Sirianni. I can't do another season of KP. I can't do that, man. If you want to see what type of real quarterback Jalen Hurts is, bring him an elite play caller and an elite coach. That's all I got to say.
Well,
man,
I think a lot of people agree with that. Well, we appreciate the phone call. They got to find one, though. They got to find one that wants this job, and it's not getting a head coaching job. It's a good job I think a lot of offensive minds would want to have, but it's also one, if you can get a head coaching job or you get a different situation, you might take that. This is going to be a challenge. This is a big offseason to come. We're reacting to what happened yesterday and your feelings on it all. 215-592-9494. We'll quickly go around the NFL next after Wildcard Weekend, then right back to all your reaction as the Eagles season comes to an abrupt end yesterday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.